朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
刚刚唱诗唱到一半的时候，突然那个歌词在我里面成为我自己的问题。
The hymn, while we were singing the hymn, suddenly the lyrics became a question to myself.
到底什么东西是我们这一生里面最重要的事情？
So what is the most important thing in our life?
弟兄姊妹，刚才诗歌的歌词告诉我们哪些事情是这个作诗的人他最大的事。
So the hymn just tells us, what are the most important things for the hymnist.
他提了三件事情，大家记不记得？第一件是什么？
Do you remember?
认识神，第二件是
to know God,
爱神，第三件是
is to serve God,
侍奉神。那弟兄姊妹，我们花十秒钟。
Let's spend 10 seconds.
你回答一下，不要标准答案哈，要真正的答案。
Let's ask ourselves not to give standard good questions.
什么东西是我们这一生里面最大的事
？So what is the greatest thing in our life?
它不光是 in our life, 是 in my whole life.
In my entire life.
到底在我整个一生里面最重要的一件事情是什么
？What is the most important thing in my entire life?
那弟兄姊妹。这件问题如果我们不解决
If we do not resolve this question,
你就发现我们整个的人生不是不如果不是失迷的话我们就是在追求一些次好次要的事情
Then our life will either be lost or we are pursuing the second best
因为我们的价值观念就会根据这个世界塑造所给我们的
Because our value system will be molded by this world
我们就会认为有钱可能就是我的目标
We may think wealth it will be my goal
可能我们认为有权我们当到了什么主席那就是我们这一生的目标
Or power be my goal
弟兄姊妹或者我们觉得我有一个家生了一窝的孩子这就是我的目标
Or a family with many children will be my goal.
但是弟兄姊妹，到底什么东西是我这个人被造了这一生里面最大的事情
？But what is the greatest purpose for my creation?
作者讲的三件事情有点矛盾哈。
The author said three things they seem to be conflicting to each other.
因为他说 the greatest things， 而且是单数，那应该只有一件呢。
Because he mentioned that the greatest thing， this is singular， yet he mentioned three.
他怎么一下子连续唱了三节呢？那不是最大的三件事吗
？And yet he listed three. Shouldn't he say the three greatest things
你们 worship team 都没有这个感觉吗
You didn't ask this question the worship team
我们教会的 worship team 太属灵了
They're very spiritual
这三件事情真的就是一件事情
Because all these three things refer to one
弟兄姊妹当我们真正是神
If we really know God
我们一定爱他
We will love him
当我们真爱他的时候
If we love him truly
我们一定愿意顺服他
We will want to obey him
我们愿意把我们这一生都放在他的身上 我们来侍奉他
We want to commit our life to him and serve him
心思影响我们的情感情感影响我们的意志
Because our mind affects our emotion and our emotion affects our will
当你真正认识一件东西很好的时候它会激发你的情感想要得着它
If you recognize something is really good that will inspire your emotion and feeling to want to get it
当你的情感真正爱一样事情一个人的时候你愿意花代价它会影响你的意志影响你做决定
If you devote all your affection to a person or something that will affect your decision and will
弟兄姊妹啊如果神真的在我们生命的里面成为最重要的
If God truly is the most important thing in our life
这是一个最有福的人生
And this will be the most blessed life
今天我们要继续回到我前一阵子的一个系列
We'll go back to a series that I started long ago a while ago
我讲的上集叫做信心与敬虔的生活
I talk about the first part, the faith and godly life.
这时间太快了，我还没讲完。
And then I didn't finish that topic.
但是因为这个题目太重要。
Yet this topic is so important.
所以我今天来还债，把上一次没讲的讲完。
So today I want to finish the rest of it.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们如果真认识神
，If we really know God，
我们一定会过一个敬虔的生活。
We will live a godly life.
我以前有一个同事，我跟他传福音。
I had a coworker that I tried to preach gospel to.
那福音很难进去的原因，是因为他实在是一个太好的人。
The reason that it was hard for him to receive gospel because he was too good.
你看他那副长相，你就知道这是一个正直的人，很老实。
If you look at him, you will know this is a righteous man.
那很像我们山东老乡啊。 他就是一副 很正直的一个人，他真的就是很实在的一个人。
He just looks someone whom you can trust.
所以我跟他传福音的时候，他会觉得他没有需要。
So when I preached gospel to him, he did not feel he had a need.
但是有一天他讲了一句话很摸着我。
But one day he said something that really touched me.
他说如果有一天我真信神的话。
He says, if one day I really believe in the Lord.
他说宇宏杰，我决定会和你一样，我会愿意放下一切。放下我的工作来侍奉他。
He says, "Brother, you, I'll be like you. I will lay down my career and serve him."
如果他真的是一位神，他本来就是我们应该这样子来侍奉他的。
If he's the real God, then he deserves our full devotion to serve him.
哎，弟兄姊妹，这是出自一个福音朋友的话。
And this is from someone who is a gospel friend.
弟兄姊妹，今天如果我们真认识神
，If we really know God,
我决定相信这个认识会改变我们这一生。
I believe this knowledge will change our life.
一个真实的信心一定会将今生和永世密切的连接起来。
Because a true faith will connect this life with the eternity.
所以保罗告诉我们，我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
That's why Paul tells us that we shall live by faith, not by sight.
因为我们的众人有一天都要在基督的台前显露出来。
Because one day we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
个人照着本身所行的，或善或恶，受报。
And each one may receive what's due him for the things done in the body, whether good or bad.
所以弟兄姊妹，真实的信心一定会让我们动着敬畏的心过我们在世寄居的日子。
The true faith will inspire our fear for God to live a godly life.
我们虽然眼睛一样是借着这些看得见摸得着的事情，
Even though we're still seeing these things that are tangible and visible，
但是我们却在追求那个看不见能够存留到永远的事。
But yet we are pursuing something that's invisible and that will last through eternity。
同样的，真实的信心呢，它一定会帮助我们在主人面前过一个敬虔的生活。
And true faith will lead us to live a godly life。
那我想我今天不再去多讲我上一次的，我只是用两分钟复习一下。
I will not elaborate what I told before, but I'll just give some review.
那什么叫敬虔呢？
So what is godliness?
那中文的敬虔这两个字本身就已经讲了很多了啊。
The godliness is translated into Chinese 敬虔 It's made up of two Chinese characters.
敬说到敬畏，说到我们尊敬他。
The first character means reverence.To honor.
那虔说到虔诚。
And the second Chinese character is of devotion, devout.
那英文的虔，英文的敬虔呢就很简单，叫做 godly.
In English, it's very easy. It's just godliness.
就是像神啊。
Just to be like God.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们真正敬虔的时候
，If we really live a godly life,
一个真实敬虔的生活，它一定是一个像神的生活。
A godly life will be a life that looks like God.
啊，他在主的面前。他对神的态度
the attitude toward God
他跟神的关系
the relationship with God
还有他向神的旨意的一个回应
or his response to God's will
这都讲到我们里面敬虔的实际
will reveal the reality of our godliness
所以保罗讲到敬虔的时候他说到两件很重要的事
so when Paul talks about godliness he mentioned two aspects
第一个要逃避一切不敬虔的事情
first we mustFree from all ungodliness.
任何东西会伤害我们跟神的关系。
Anything that will hurt our relationship with God.
任何东西会影响我们在永世里面的结局的。
Anything that will affect our end in the eternity.
他说你们要逃避一切不敬虔的事。
Paul says, flee from all these.
我想我在纲要上我还是把经文列出来的，虽然这是我们上次讲过的。
I listed the Bible verses in the outline.
好，这里说到你要逃避。
That flee from this.
你要远避。
And to flee,
你要躲开
run away from them.
他讲了这么多逃逃逃躲躲躲
to escape, to run away.
所以有些人他说我们要逃开来的
There's some people you ought to run away from.
有些 conversation, 有些谈话他说你要躲开来的
There's some chatters and conversation you must flee from.
你要远避他的
stay away from them.
有一些事情他说你根本就是要逃开来的
Some things.That you should have nothing to do with.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为自己这个什么，百毒不入啊。
Don't be overconfident that you are.
认为说我没有问题，靠着那我在我里面的我凡事能够得胜。
Don't be overconfident thinking that you can be victorious in all situations.
而让自己随便进到充满着试探、充满着不敬虔的环境里面。
So that you casually lead yourself into temptation.
保罗都还没这么属灵。
Even Paul was not this spiritual.
保罗都劝我们要逃啊。
But Paul exhorts us to flee.
所以很多人很多环境我们要逃。
So there are many environments we should stay away
我听到有些美国弟兄他单独出差住旅馆的时候，他先叫人进去把电视给 拆掉，他才住进去、
啊、I heard some American brothers when they go check in hotels on their business trips, they will ask the hotel to take away the TV first before they go into the room.
因为他自己认识他自己的软弱，他一个人独处的时候他会出事。
Because he knows his weakness and he knows that he will fall when he's alone.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，有时候我们太大意，我们认为没有问题。
A lot of times we're too careless. We think we'll be okay.
就连有些谈话，我们都要逃避。
Even some conversations, we should stay away from.
在这个地上充满了有一些人，有一些本事，就是破坏你跟主的关系。
Because there's some people who have the ability just to destroy your relationship with God.
你跟他谈完一番话以后，你就不想爱主了。
After you talk with them and you don't want to love God anymore.
你不想聚会了。
And you don't want to come to meeting anymore.
你失去了对主的渴慕了。
And you lose your longing to God.
或是你被世界吸引了。
Or you're being tempted, attracted by the world. 所
以保罗劝我们要逃避，要远避，要躲开。
So Paul tells us to flee from, to stay away, have nothing to do with them.
弟兄姊妹要检查自己的环境。
Examine your circumstances.
要检查自己的思想的通路。
And examine your thoughts.And thinking.
不要以为我们信主久了就没有问题。
Don't think that you've been Christian for a while, then you will be okay.
弟兄姊妹啊，仇敌像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行。
Because the enemy is like a roaring lion, crawling around the world.
要寻找可以吞吃的。
Looking for someone to devour.
我们这个人什么时候有空隙？弟兄姊妹也许不见得知道，仇敌一定知道了。
Whenever we have we leave a ground.The enemy will know.
他一定来影响我们跟神的关系。
He will come to destroy our relationship with God.
他一定来伤害我们属灵的生命。
He will hurt our spiritual life.
而当我们属灵的生命受到伤害，跟神的关系被破坏的时候
，When our spiritual life is destroyed or being affected and damaged,
我们外面不是犯罪，我们就是做出一些伤害人的人这个言行。
Either we'll commit a sin or we'll hurt some people.
所以要逃避。
So flee.
而在积极方面，保罗劝我们要追求敬虔。
And then the positive aspect, Paul tells us to pursue godliness.
我们还是读一节关键的经文，提摩太前书四章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
七到十一节。
1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 through 8.
有没有圣经我念给你听？提摩太前书第四章七节。
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7.
只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话。在敬虔上操练自己，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来世的应许。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在这里讲到敬虔需要操练。
So here it says, you need to train yourself to be godly.
弟兄姊妹，地上没有一个技艺是不需要操练的。
There's nothing, that.We can acquire without training.
连最简单的骑脚踏车都需要操练，对不对？
There's no skill that we can acquire without training, even like riding a bike.
那更不要说你是要唱歌，或是你要去参加奥林匹克比赛，或是你要游泳，或是什么，你任何东西都需要操练。
Let alone if you want to participate in sports.Any kind of skills of sports, you need training.
我上次举例子，我说我从小就羡慕别人会乐器啊。
As I said to you, I always admire people who can play music instruments.
每次看你们弹得那么过瘾，我的牙都痒痒的。
I always admire you when I see you play instruments.
我从小就很羡慕会一个乐器可以去表达，去发泄我里面的感情。
I always wish that I could play some instrument to express my emotion and feelings.
可是你不可能在乐器的事情上心想事成。
But it's impossible.I just acquire some skill as I think about it.
上次讲到了一个已经94岁的世界上有名的小提琴家，他一天还练六个小时。
I mentioned to you there was a world-renowned violinist. Even at the age of 94, he still practiced 6 hours a day.
人家问他你为什么这么样辛苦？
Some people ask, why you work so hard?
他说因为我现在还在进步中。
Because he says, I'm still making improvements.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是一个一不断操练的人。
And this is a person who is always in training.
而圣经上保罗告诉我们有一件最重要的事情，有今生和来世的应许。
Yet Paul tells us that this is something very important because it holds promises for both present life and the life to come.
他说这一句话是可信的，是十分可佩服的，你一定要注意这件事情。
And this statement is trustworthy. you ought to pay attention to.
这是什么呢？
What is it?
要在敬虔上操练自己。
That you should train yourself to be godly.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们不仅仅要逃避那些不敬虔的事。
So that not only we should flee from all ungodliness.
在敬虔的事情上我们需要操练。
But then we have to train ourselves to be godly.
好，我要赶快讲下半段了。
Oh, now, okay, now we'll...
我今天提五件很重要的敬虔的事。
I listed five things that we need to train ourselves to be godly.
每一件事情我至少可以讲五堂到十堂的。
But everything I can talk about, talk 5 to 10 sermons.
所以我要把25堂集中在只有半小时了。
So I will condense 25 sermons into one.
所以你知道我不重在我们怎么做，而是重在信心在敬虔的事情上怎么样子配合。
So I will not focus on how to, but on how.We train ourselves to be godly.
那希伯来书第四章第二节讲了一个关键的话。
In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2, it points out some key points.
他说很多的时候我们在这里听到。
It says many times we hear a message.
但是听见的道对我们自己没有用处。
But the message that we hear will not benefit us.
就跟在座的弟兄姊妹一个礼拜一个礼拜听我讲道哈。
As if we come to church week after week.
但是我跟你说，我们生命的改变跟我们所讲过的道是差很远的。
But the magnitude of the change in our life cannot be compared to the sermons we have heard.
啊，我们在各地，尤其在中国，很多弟兄姊妹都说，我们都需要很多的材料。啊，于老师，你可不可以送我们一些材料
？As we go to other churches or in mainland China, a lot of people reflect to us.Say that we need a lot of materials. Can you provide us a lot of materials?
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，我说我们今天圣灵里面需要的不是更多的材料，更多的奖章。
But I always tell them what we really need is not more resources or more sermons or messages.
圣经上说不要光听到，要行道。
Because the Bible tells us not to be only the hearers of the words, but the doers.
我跟弟兄姊妹保证哈
，I guarantee you.
我们在这里讲一年的信息
，I can preach you.For a year,
够我们一辈子活不完。
And those messages will be sufficient for us to practice for the rest of our life.
那我这句话是对一些很爱主的人说的。
And this is for those who love the Lord.
那原谅我再说一点哈，一个月就够了。
Or excuse me for saying this, even the messages that we preach for a month,
如果你们不
will be enough.
如果你们不嫌我狂的话哈。一句话就够了。
Or even one statement.
你相不相信加拉太书二章二十节，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
For instance, Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 says, "It is no longer I, but Christ that lives in me."
如果我们用信心调和这句话的话
，If we combine this message with faith,
弟兄姊妹，我们整个人生不一样了。
Then our life will be totally different.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
It is no longer I that lives, but Christ lives in me.
弟兄姊妹，我们要盯住光啊。
We have to focus on the light.
如果我们真的把每一句话当作从神来的话，我们宝贝，我们用信心来调和，我们整个人生不一样。
If we cherish every word from God and combine it with faith, our life will be totally different.
啊，我们所有的失败，所有的软弱，通通都出在这一节的问题上。
This is the reason for all our failures and weaknesses.
你为什么会有劳苦愁烦
？Why do you have worries?
你为什么有胜不过的罪恶
？Why is there sin that you cannot overcome?
我们为什么不快乐
？Why is that we're not happy?
我们为什么信了耶稣，我们还这么软弱
？Why is that we are Christians and yet we're still so weak?
弟兄姊妹，让所有的东西你都可以集中到这一节上来。
And this verse can answer all these questions.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天问题不在于说我们要听什么新鲜的道。
So, what we really need is not the messages.
今天的关键在于我们有没有用信心来调和我们所已经听见的。
But yet, if we combine faith with the messages that we hear.
然后我们在敬虔上面，我们来操练自己。
Then we practice and train ourselves in godliness.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣从来没有留下一手不传给他的徒弟的。
Jesus never left any skills or message that he did not pass on to his disciples.
啊，地上的中医。这些武功的师父啦，常常留一手啊。
And yet, the great masters of the world, either in medicine or martial arts, they often will keep something for themselves without passing on to their disciples.
现在这种背叛的弟子太多了。
Because nowadays there are many disciples, followers that might rebel against you.
啊，这个中药另外去开一个中医店，另外开一个这个武功馆。
They might have their own stores or their own schools.
所以我们总要留一手。
So, the great masters often try to reserve some skills for themselves.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣把他一切都给我们。
But yet, Lord Jesus gave us all.
以弗所书说，天上各样属灵的福气都在基督里面给我们。
In the book of Ephesians, it says all the spiritual blessings in heaven has been given to us.
啊，哥罗西书第二章讲到所积蓄的一切。这个智慧知识都在它里面藏着。
And then, the book of Colossians says, all wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ Jesus.
接着说到神本性，一切的丰富都在基督里面，我们在它里面也得着了。
And all the fullness of Godly, the Godhead is in Him, and we have obtained it all.
所以我们要来操练。
So we ought to practice and train.
关键在于要用信心来操合这一切的事。
And the key point is to combine it with faith.
那么信心在这几件近前的事情上怎么应用呢
？So how do we exercise our faith in these areas？
所以时间的关系，我们特别强调一个重要的点。
So because the time constraint, I will focus on one point.
就是信心在这一切近前的事情上，我们在那个对象上面，我们的确定。
That we have to lock in, we have to identify and lock in the object of our faith.
不是，换句话说，我们必须在这一切近前的事情上跟神发生关系。
In other words, while training ourselves in all these godliness, we have to be connected with God.
基督教跟所有宗教最大的不同。
And that's the greatest difference between Christianity and all other worldly religions.
就是在于我们所信的神是一个真实又真又活的神。
That the God we believe is a real, true, living God.
它不是一些做人的道理。
So, the religion is not doctrines.
它不是一个心灵的寄托而已。
Or it's some, mental.
它是一个又真又活的神。
Yet He is a real and living God.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是一切属灵近前生活的核心跟根基。
And this is the nucleus and the foundation of all our godliness practice.
第一件事情，我们讲读经。
So first, regarding reading the scripture.
上次我们已经讲过了圣经。我们读圣经最重要的两件事情。
The most two important things while reading the scripture.
第一件事情，我们要遇见那位说话的神。
First is to meet God who speaks through the scripture.
弟兄姊妹，神既然是一个又真又活的神。
God is a real God, living God.
而他告诉我们，圣经就是他自己亲自吹过气的。
And he says he has breathed.Through this scripture.
所以它不是人所写出来的。
So this book is not written merely by hands of man.
或许应该更准确地说，不是人凭着自己的意思写出来的。
It was not out of the thoughts of man only.
而是圣灵感动人，叫人写出神的话来。
It was inspired by the Holy Spirit and written by man.
所以圣经不是神话，是神的话。
So these are the words of God, not myths.
而圣经里面所讲的神，仍然是一位说话的神。
And the God that's in the scripture.It's still God that speaks to us today.
更感谢神的是，这位说话的神今天仍旧要对我们说话。
And He's still speaking to us today.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们打开圣经的时候，千万不要以为只是我打开一本圣经啊。
So as we open the Bible, don't just think we're opening a book.
台湾来的是直条的，中国来的是横条的。
And then we pay attention to the printing format.
弟兄姊妹啊，你不管打开哪一本圣经
，No matter which Bible you open.
我们里面一定要有一个最单纯的信心，知道这是神的话。
That's to have a most pure faith, realizing that these are the words of God.
而我们在信心的里面知道，神今天仍旧要借着圣经对我说话。
And in faith, we believe that today He will still speak to us through the Scripture.
我们每天看这么多 email.
As we read so many emails a day.
我们到东岸去了四五天，回来我快600个 email 在我的信箱里面。
As I came back from my East Coast trip, I have about 600 emails in my inbox.
我第一件事情不是看，我第一件事情是 delete.
The first thing to do is to delete them.
我先去掉了几乎300个，剩下的才开始慢慢很快的看一下。
And I got rid of 300 first, and then I skimmed them through.
但是弟兄姊妹，你有没有想到神每一天都有话要给我们
？But yet, have you thought about God has some words for us every day?
读经第一件事情。
So the first thing while we're reading the Bible,
我们学习借着读圣经，我们来遇见说话的神。
So reading the Bible, let's meet God who speaks to us.
我们预备好要来听神借着我今天读的圣经来对我说话。
Let's prepare ourselves so that we will hear the words He will speak to us through the reading assignment today.
这个不是一厢情愿，这不是心理作用。
This is not just something psychological.
这是神给我们的应许。
This is the promise of God.
以赛亚书五十五章告诉我们，你们当就近我来。侧耳而听，就必得活。
Isaiah chapter 55 says, You come near me and incline your ears and hear my words, and you will be saved.
每次别人问我怎么读圣经的时候，我就告诉他以赛亚书五十五章第三节。
So every time when someone asks me how to read the scripture, I'll tell them Isaiah chapter 55 verse 3.
我说这是读经最好的方法。
And this is the best method to read the scripture.
就近我来。
Come to me.
侧耳而听。
Incline your ears.
你就必得活。
You will live.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，读圣经一定要到神的面前去。
We have to come before God when we read the Bible.
你整个读经的生活会变得非常有意义，非常的吸引你的。
Then our scripture reading will be very significant and very enjoyable.
但是今天很可惜的就是，神儿女们读经的时候是在尽一个义务。
But unfortunately, a lot of us seems to be just fulfilling an obligation when we read the scripture.
或是为了礼拜五要预备带聚会。
Or it's for the Bible study on Friday.
所以我常常跟带查经的弟兄姊妹，哦，by the way，我们下个礼拜是小组训练，就是怎么带小组查经。
By the way, next Sunday afternoon we'll have a training on how to lead small groups Bible study.
我想从前参加过这个训练聚会的都记得我们特别强调的一件事。
If you have attended this meeting before, you probably will remember our emphasis.
在你预备带聚会之前
，Before you lead the Bible study，
你第一件事情要忘掉你这礼拜是要带聚会啊。
You have the first thing you have to do is to forget that you have to lead Bible study.
你不是为了带聚会而来读圣经。
You don't study the Bible because you have to lead Bible study.
你是为了要遇见神，要让神对你说话而来读圣经。
You study the Bible because you want to meet God and have God speak to you.
要让神先对我说话，我才可能在聚会中。把一个新鲜活泼的马拉端出来。
Unless God speak to me personally first, I will not have fresh manna to present it in the Bible study group.
那读经第二件最重要的事。
The second most important thing while reading the Bible.
要让主的话来改变我们的生命，来影响我们的生活。
That the words of God will change our life and change our lifestyle too.
那这是我上一次已经讲过的。
And this is something I mentioned last time.
所以我不多说，我们现在进到第二个点，讲祷告。
Second area, prayer.
啊，弟兄姊妹，祷告是整个神儿女们近前生活中最不可以少的一件事。
And this is one thing that cannot be missing in our spiritual life.
Okay, Vic.再考考大家，免得你们累了哈。我们对祷告下的定义是什么
？What is our definition for prayer？
那你记不得我的没关系，你讲你的。
What's the definition of prayer？
你觉得什么叫祷告
？What is prayer to you？
跟神有交通，很好哈，很好。
Fellowship with God。
呀，弟兄姊妹的回答都很好哈。
So、
什么叫做祷告呢
？So what is prayer？
就是讲到人和神在圣灵中的相会与相交。
It's a meeting of God, meeting a fellowship of God and man in the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做祷告？就是人和神在圣灵里面相会，然后相交。
It's a meeting and fellowship between man and God in the Holy Spirit.
这个交当然包括在灵里面，包括在神旨意，像刚才平民弟兄讲的，把神的旨意我们在这里交通。
This definitely includes fellowshipping with God about His will and plan.
所以祷告一样，跟读经一样，第一件重要的事。
So like reading the scripture, the most important thing about prayer.
就是在祷告中跟神的相会，对不对
？Is to meet God in prayer.
但是弟兄姊妹，我想问大家一个问题，你不用举手回答我。
I'll ask you a question.
就是在我们个人所谓的祷告里面。
In our personal prayers.
你自己觉得你常常碰着主的有多少
？How often do you meet God？
因为很多的时候，在我们祷告里面的时候，我们是在这里诉说一些事情。
A lot of times when we pray, we're just mentioning something。
或是我们在这里有一些所谓的属灵的思想。
Or we have some so-called spiritual thoughts。
我们默想一些神家的事，或是我们想到一些人的需要。
We meditate on the needs of the church or needs of some brothers and sisters.
然后我们默想一些经文
or some scriptures，
那甚至连我们开口了，我们都不见得是直接向神而去。
That even if we open our mouth, our words are not directed to God。
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样子的感觉
？Do you have this feeling or experience？
就连很多时候波饼明明是在主面前，我说我波饼完，我祷告完，我坐下来的时候，哎，有时候我会拍自己一下大腿，你刚才在讲什么
？Just like sometimes after prayer, breaking a bread meeting, I will really blame myself. What did you just pray now?
我们就是很习惯的 make a prayer，
because out of habit we make a prayer。
但是信心在敬虔中最关键的一件事情，它是把我们带到神的面前。
But then, the most critical thing, in practicing godliness is to bring us to God by faith.
我以祷告来到什么？你面前，对不对？我们很喜欢唱的歌。我是用祷告来到神面前。
In prayer, I come before God.
所以祷告第一件重要的事情，信心给我们带进去的，就是带到神的面前。
So the most important thing is that by faith we are led to God.
我们的诗歌里面讲到说，祷告之时，甘甜之时，每次相逢，为我心思。
Because the sweet hour of prayer is the sweet hour of meeting God.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在敬虔上操练自己，请大家不要忘记这件事，好不好？
Please do not forget this while we train ourselves to be godly.
那既然祷告是我们生活里面几乎每天都做的事，
Since we pray every day,
我们要不要来操练一件事？
Let's practice one thing.
就是学习在祷告中，我们来到神的面前。
Let's learn to come before God when we pray.
学习在祷告的时候，我是在向神祷告。
When we pray, we're praying to God.
那如果在一个聚会的里面，在波饼的里面，我们突然发现我们人出去了。
So if we realize that our mind started to wander around.
啊，我们这个人不在神面前了。
That we're no longer standing before God's presence.
我们马上提醒自己。
Let's remind ourselves immediately.
就像你在那里操练丢篮球。
Just like while you are practicing shooting the basket.
你没有丢进去。再来一次。
If you miss it, try it again.
就再 try.
And try it again.
弟兄姊妹，这叫操练。
And this is to train.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。